Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
My dad is turning 71 here this weekend, so I don't know what to get him. And we're getting together like on Saturday. I still have nothing. What do you get a guy that age who has everything?
Yeah.
Everything.
It's always so, because we were talking about it, like, do you get him socks? And you're like, he has 70 years full of socks. Like,
you know, socks.
Like, can you get him a food thing? Like, then you said that. Like, your mom takes care of his food, essentially.
Mom takes care. What am I going to do? What, show up with a pot roast or something?
I know, yeah. Like, there's not a lot. And then we were talking about just, like, maybe adventures. Like, what about if he did... Like, what if he went to one of those, like, escape rooms, you know? Like, people love those.
You got to
right
buy
now.
Him experiences now, I
he,
think.
Yeah. He was a firefighter for 50 years. That was his entire life, is going into rooms with smoke and trying to escape them.
Hey, he'll set the record.
That's not a good
that's
idea.
That's not a good present.
No, that's not a good present.
That'll give him flashbacks. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea. Well, his career was an escape room.
What kind of experiences could you, like, maybe you could take him bowling?
Buy him a cruise for the summer.
Oh,
maybe skeet shooting.
Buy him a cruise.
Oh, is he a hunter?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Because skeet shooting would be fun.
Yeah, skeet shooting.
That'd be cool.
What if you bought him, like, he could have a trip up to the mountains a little more close to home?
There you go.
Like,
a little weekend getaway.
He's been to the mountains.
Okay. You're right.
It's hard. It's getting to the point where it's like you've got somebody who has everything.
Yeah.
Get him a coupon for a free hug anytime he wants.
Get him the coupon book. I will come shovel your driveway.
I don't think I want to do that.
We'll workshop it.
I feel like I probably should head up to like Cabela's or something today and just wander around maybe. Maybe
there
I'll spot something. You know, he's an outdoorsman.
Get him a Carhartt.
Ooh.
Something. He's got one.
Oh. Well, get him a newer
one.
Yeah. And another one.
Get him a different Carhartt. Does he have the jacket? You could get him
the pants. Oh, he's got all the Carhartts.
He's
the hat, like me.
You could get him the gloves.
Where, you know, it's been years and years and years of gifts of clothing and outerwear and, you know, everything. Hoodies, pullovers, hats, gloves. And he was going through his closet and he had like stuff in there, like stacks of stuff with tags still on it, you know, that he's never even worn.
So
like he kind of put out the word like, hey, I'm good on clothes.
No more things.
Like me, I opened my closet. I've got like a closet at the house where I just keep my jackets and hoodies. I counted them up the other day. This was on Christmas break. 86 jackets.
What?
I had 86 jackets.
You are the warmest person on earth.
Why do you need that many jackets?
He doesn't
Katie,
need it.
That's the thing. I don't. So I went through and I wheedled it down to like 60.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's a good start.
I really did wheedle down. I was like, I have got to get rid of some of these. And then I donated them. They're
good
gone.
Good for you.
But it was like, talk about living in excess.
I mean,
this
that's
is
a lot
so
of
excessive.
Jackets. I don't know what snowstorm you think you're going
to
get into.
I was getting to the point, like, it's a double door, like, closet that you can open up. It was getting to the point where you couldn't close it because there were so many jackets in there. And I finally was like, enough of this!
Yeah.
Enough! I've got to sort them and get rid of them.
How'd you dwindle it down? Were you like, I haven't worn this in 2 years? Or were you like, I just don't like these anymore?
I don't know. I don't remember.
One for me, one for you.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, like kind of the oldest.
Because I always do the thing.
The
where
oldest
I'm like,
left.
Yeah, exactly. Know. That's what I do.
But yeah, I wheedled it down. So anyway, so there's that. And then one final thing. Then I want to get to your horrible Christmas gift. I promised Nick Knack that I would give her a shout out today, because for 20 years on this morning show, I have talked about how my wife is a horrible cook.
Yep.
Really bad. She has a hard time cooking mac and cheese sometimes.
Yep.
Really bad cook.
You've mentioned it.
Have I said it enough? Horrible cook.
Yeah. Even in just the time I've been here.
Like,
we know.
Literally the worst. So, I mean bad. So she, yesterday, made something called Italian sausage and white bean soup.
Oh, yum.
She made it on the stove.
Yummy.
I went back for thirds
because
it was so damn good. One of the best winter soups I have ever had. It was freaking delish. And I told her that last night. I was like, this is really good. I can't stop eating it. It's so good. And she was like, hallelujah, sweet baby Jesus, I've finally done it. And she said, I want you to go on the air tomorrow and tell all of Colorado and everyone else who's listening around the world streaming that I actually made a meal that was really good and you went back for thirds. So just for a second, I wanted to give Nick Knack kudos for finally creating one dish that was damn good last night.
She deserves it.
Italian sausage and white bean soup. Money.
It sounds great.
What that means for her, too, is that is a signature recipe for her.
I told her, I was like, please don't lose this. And she's like, well, there's got to be an app that I can put it into. I was like, no, let's go old school on this.
We'll print it
out. Get a recipe card. She's got a little recipe box, which she never uses, obviously. And I was like, write it on a card and put it in there so we have a hard copy because this one might want to be passed down from generation to generation.
Okay.
Because it's that
dang.
Good. So she actually wrote it down and kept it. So
now
there
I
you go.
Try it.
I know. I want to try it.
Don't text it and ask me for the recipe because I'm not giving it to you.
No, it's
this
a
is
secret.
I'm keeping this one close to my heart because Knick Knack did good. So
you should.
I hope she's listening. I'm giving her
yay,
kudos.
Knick Knack.
Now, okay. I had to laugh this morning because that was my night last night, and then Katie wandered in this morning, and she was talking about a Christmas gift that she finally opened.
Yeah. I know. Josh, I love you. Yeah. I love you so much. I actually, when you gave me this gift, I opened it, and I was so excited because he gave me a little waterfall that you can put on the table, right? A little personal waterfall, and I explained.
Tell everybody why.
When he got it, I love waterfalls.
There you go.
I do. Yeah. I chase waterfalls. I'm actually planning on going to a waterfall this weekend. And Josh actually got me another gift that was waterfall themed, a cup that turned into a, like, you just have always went down that vein for me.
Yeah.
Like, you always do the waterfall gifts and I love it. And so I opened this gift and I'm like, wow, nobody's ever gotten me a waterfall that I could just put on my table. And I was so
now
excited. I was like, nobody's ever done this. And I love it. And I went home and I opened it and immediately when I opened it, there's a little disclaimer on it that says, hey, just so you know, when you open this, you have to take it completely apart. You have to wash all of the pieces, rocks included, and then you have to dry it. Make sure they're all dry and take a Q-tip and make sure, like, any dust
really
particles,
rub it down.
Any dust particles can screw up this waterfall.
Oh,
and
no.
I was just like, okay. Like,
oh,
I just,
no.
'Cause when Josh gave it to me, he said, and the person who gave me this said it's complete easy setup. Like,
yes.
You just plug it in.
User friendly.
You don't have to clean it. It's fabulous. It's for you. And I was so excited. And so I open it, and the disclaimer first thing says that. And I was like, okay.
Okay, so you got to wash the entire thing.
I do have to wash
the
entire thing.
Before you put it together.
Which is fine, right? Like, I can do that one time. And
but you
got to
wash it with a Q-tip.
I get deeper in there, and I start reading the instructions, and it says, well, also, you know, the number one complaint about this thing is the noise. So the pump, I guess, starts making a so it's not so much tranquility and peacefulness, but what is that sound?
And
like,
generally with those water feature type things, I mean, they're pretty decent for about 2 to 3 months, and then they start getting all calcium buildup, and then it's
clogged,
like, and it is.
And it's funny because then it like goes on and it says you also have to water this thing every day. If the water level ever gets to lower amount, it could burn out your pump, like cause fire hazards. I was like, whoa, yes, I know. And so it said that you need to water it every day, and then to avoid the you have to clean it with that Q-tip every week. You have to take it apart, clean it, make sure it's all dry.
This is like having a pet.
Probably
that's
like,
what I said.
That's exactly what she said. She's like, so Josh got me a pet for Christmas. I was like, what?
Josh got me a pet.
And you gotta probably get in there with like a vinegar wash or a bleach wash to kill bacteria.
Yes, to wash it. And the thing is it is beautiful. Like,
really
the
nice.
Way, it is so pretty.
On the box.
On the box, it is so pretty. But I thought that I was just gonna open it, put it on my...
And turn it on.
Did turn it on. I did not know I got it from IKEA. Like,
oh,
this is the
goodness.
Most high maintenance.
I know. And I just thought it was so funny because I was so excited when I got it. And I told him, I was like, Josh, I went home and I cleared off a table and put all my waterfall stuff on it. And your waterfall is going to be the centerpiece of that table. It's still cleared off waiting for the waterfall.
That makes me feel so bad.
And my table is full of the pieces
waiting
for me to wash it.
I saw a picture of it. It's just parts.
I know, it's just parts.
You're contemplating, you're like, is this worth it?
I know.
No.
I still haven't set it up yet because I'm like,
well, maybe I
return it.
Turn it. Yeah, I was like, maybe I can return it.
Give it back. It's time
to
give it back.
I kind of ripped the box, too, so
that's
hopefully
all right.
That doesn't
take
matter.
It back.
Hopefully that doesn't matter.
Put some packing tape on it.
I still do really like it, though. That's what stinks is I like the
just turn
idea.
On your kitchen faucet like and let it run. It's going to sound exactly the same.
Easier.
Just turn on your kitchen faucet.
Oh, no.
Tranquility and peacefulness.
Yeah, return that immediately.